Accommodating people with disabilities is not voluntary. It is a legal obligation. When people think about accommodating disabilities, images of ramps to buildings, sign language interpreters for people who are deaf, and materials produced in alternate formats like Braille for people who are blind often come to mind. These are the types of accommodations that are often most visible to the public. Accommodations that people who have communication disabilities need are much less visible and much less understood, but they are no less valid or important to achieving equality and full participation. For people who have communication disabilities, there are two roles that accommodations can play to achieving equality in decision-making. These are, 1, accommodations may be needed for the assessment of capacity to demonstrate that they meet the test of capacity, and 2, accommodations may be needed for making decisions themselves. Other sessions in this resource provide extensive details on how people with communication disabilities can be supported and accommodated to demonstrate their capacity and to make their own decisions. These tools, strategies, and types of assistance may each, either alone or in combination, be required to meet the legal duty to accommodate. Here are some examples of accommodations. A person who has difficulty with comprehension may need a support person with them when their capacity is being assessed, so the support person can explain the questions the assessor is asking. A person who has difficulty with speech and who speaks slowly may need a longer appointment with their doctor to give them time to ask questions and communicate their choices and decisions about treatment. A person who speaks in ways that are difficult for others to understand may need to communicate their decisions using picture boards. I want to underscore that each of these examples are accommodations that are no less legal requirements than the more visible kinds of accommodations, such as a ramp into a building.